Welcome to the Monthly Reflections and Possibilities audio guide. I'm Stephanie, and I'm glad you're here and we're doing this together. I made the connection planner for those of us who need to plan and track things in life, but want more from the process, like gentle reminders to care for ourselves, putting on our own oxygen mask first, and to stay connected with God. If you haven't already, go ahead and open your planner to this month's Reflections and Possibilities page and have a pen or pencil handy, whichever you prefer to plan with. Since you're listening to this guide, you've already done step zero. This guide is designed to walk you through your monthly reflections and possibilities, a chance to look back over the past month with kindness and look ahead to the one coming with hope. You can use it every month as a companion through the process, or use it once to learn the rhythm and then go on your own, or some combination of those, whatever works for you. At each step, I'll narrate what's next and then pause to give you time. If my pauses aren't long enough, feel free to press pause on the recording and restart when you are ready. As you walk through this, be kind to yourself and look for the glimmers, those reminders that you are seen, loved, and delighted in. Step one, grounding. Let's take a couple of minutes to ground before we begin. If you have a grounding routine, go ahead and use that if you'd like a place to start. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes if you like, holding the breath, then exhale slowly and fully, releasing the tension you're carrying in your body. Continue breathing this way and allow the stress and the noise of the day to flow out. The idea is to remind your body and brain that you are safe. This helps open the higher levels of your brain, the parts that can reflect, dream, and connect. We cannot connect when we are in survival mode. We want to do these pages from a place of connection, not from stress or performance. As you make your final exhale, see if there is something that isn't yours to carry right now, at least for this little while, and let it go. Even making the motion to picture yourself setting it aside can be helpful. Step two, reflect, wins, glimmers, and lessons. Before we look ahead, let's look back. We're invited to reflect on the past month. I like to start with the good stuff first, not because the hard things don't matter, but because your brain needs a little lift before it can do its best thinking. You might want to flip back through the last few weeks of your planner as you do this, your weekly pages, anything you jotted along the way. Let the pages remind you what this month actually held. So, what were your wins this month? They don't have to be big. Maybe you connected with someone you've been meaning to. Maybe you got outside. Maybe you just made it through, and that absolutely counts. Look back over the month and find 2 to 5 things that you can feel at least a little good about. Go ahead and write those down. While you were there, did you notice any glimmers this month? A glimmer is a moment that felt like a love note from God, something small and good that you might have almost missed. If one comes to mind, jot it down. If nothing comes right away, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Sometimes there's a bit of a delay. You might ask God to bring something to mind, a memory he wants you to hold on to, or maybe he'll send a fresh one today. and this part is a good place to be gentle. We're looking for one or two lessons from the month. Not failures, not evidence against yourself, just what did this month's experience teach me? What would I want to carry forward? Is there something you learned about yourself? Something you like or enjoy? Or something that you don't want to repeat? Write those down too. Step 3. Consider, where would you like to be? We're invited to look ahead and dream a little. If that feels foreign, scary, or risky, you don't need to make it big. Consider this. Where would you like to be, or what would it feel like or look like in 6 to 12 months? If 6 or 12 months feels too big or too far away right now, and sometimes it does, that's okay. Just line through the 6 to 12 months and ask yourself something simpler. What would I like to do or experience before the end of the coming month? What would that feel like? What would it look like? It doesn't have to be grand or even measurable, just what you'd like. Take a few minutes to sit with that and write what comes. You are always invited and encouraged to ask God if there's something He wants to bring to mind for you or invite you into. Step 4. Surrender. This is one of the most important moments in the whole process. It's one of the gentlest and also a place where we can be easily distracted. It may help to ask God to show you where He is with you in this moment and focus on that. Giving your things to God, your hopes, dreams, desires, plans, and even your fears is not giving up. It's not abandoning what matters to you, but opening your hands. We cannot accomplish by our own force or effort that which was designed to be released by surrender. As women who have lived through trauma, many of us have learned to hold on tight, to manage, to control, to push through. It's how we survived. But some things aren't meant to be held tightly or forced. They're meant to be laid down. And when we lay them down, something shifts. God isn't a stern authority waiting to correct you unkindly. He's more like a kind and tender presence, safe, unhurried. He is for you. His kindness is what gently invites us into a new way of thinking. He does not condemn us. Maybe you have experienced this type of kindness from God or from another person. Consider that being God sending someone to you to help you see what He is really like and to remember how deeply He loves you. If you haven't already, you can jot down what is on your mind. Ask God, are these things something that I want or something you are inviting me into? What do you want me to hear from you around these things? Let's take a few minutes to listen. If you need more time, pause the recording and turn it back on when you are ready. If something came, a word, a sense, a picture, a feeling, write it down. Even just a few words is enough. Step 5. Choose one thing to focus on this month. From everything that we've walked through so far, notes you've made on the page, and anything you sensed or heard in your time with God just now, What is one thing you want to focus on this month? Just choose one. It might be something from your dreaming in step three. It might be something that surfaced when you were listening. It might be something practical that's been quietly waiting. You can start small. Baby steps count. If it's something with a lot of moving pieces, there's a Bigger Things to Baby Steps pages in your planner for exactly that. Maybe God has given you a word, a sense, or a picture. Take a minute to choose and write it down. Step 6, financial awareness. This step is a gentle nudge. If you're using the financial awareness sections in your planner, this is a good moment to wrap up last month and set up the new one. On the notes page that follows, you'll also see a monthly money awareness section with 4 categories. Some women find tracking their spending here helpful. It can bring a quiet awareness that comes from simply paying attention without pressure or judgment. Others use that space for something else entirely, and some leave it blank. These pages are tools. They're here for you to use in whatever way serves you, or not at all. You get to decide, and that decision can change. I use the money sections to keep a running tally of costs and expenses. Then I transfer the totals to the annual pages in the back. It reduces stress for me to know where my money is going and have an idea of what is coming up. Do what works best for you. Step 7, set up the monthly calendar. Now let's set up your monthly calendar spread. Before you fill it in, if you open to that page and it feels like a lot, that's worth noticing. Many of us fill our calendars with things for other people, and that's not always wrong. But every yes is also a no to something else, including yourself. That's worth considering as you decide what to add this month, and also what you say yes to in the future. Go ahead and transfer any events, appointments, meetings, or important days to your monthly calendar, things you already know are coming this month. On the right side of the monthly spread, you'll see a column, notes, zones, to-dos, whatever you need to jot down. I use that space for things I want to remember for the month that don't have a specific day yet. Maybe someone I want to connect with, something I want to read, a project that needs attention, or a weekly cleaning zone that I plan to work on. Whatever needs a place to land without a date or time attached to it just yet. Use that column however it helps you, or don't. It's yours to explore and adjust as you go. Step 8, one thing to remember. The last question on this page is unsuspecting. It's both quiet and big. While we learn from our experiences, we learn even more and grow and heal when we take time to reflect on those experiences. Remember to breathe here as we look back over the past month one more time. What is one thing you discovered this past month? A celebration, a lesson, a glimmer, something new about you that you want to hold on to. Write it down here. And when you're ready, carry it to the Year of Discoveries page in the back of your planner. That page is for future you. the one who will look back at the end of the year and see what the season held, what opened up, what changed. Write something there for her. Closing. You did it. You just did something a lot of people never do. You stopped at the turn of a month, looked back with kindness, and looked ahead with hope. Each week this month, your weekly rhythm guide will walk you through what's next. But for now, take a breath. You're doing it. Even the tiniest baby steps count. Have a beautiful month. I'm cheering for you.